You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is The Carnality Mentality by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
I'm starting a new series tonight. I started for our noon session. I can and then introduce it to y'all tonight. And it's based upon Romans, the 8th chapter, Romans 8, verse 1 through 8. Let's go there. Romans 8. I think I have my Bible back there. Go get the Bible for me. Romans 8, 1 through 8. It says, there is therefore now, everybody say now. So if it says now, that's distinguishing from a time before. Now, there is no condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which in Christ Jesus. Okay, so before you got saved, you weren't in Christ Jesus. Amen. But now that you're in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation, who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. If you got a paper Bible, if you can make a note, when you says the law of sin and death, I call that from the can't help it. The law of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of the can't help it. Can't help it. Well, I can't help it. It's just the way I am. It's just the way I think. It's just the way I do. I can't help but sin. I can't help but fornicate. I can't help but smoke. I can't help but get high. The devil is a liar. The law of life. The Spirit of life has made you free from the I can't help it. Look at your neighbor, say, you can help it, and I can too. Okay? Another thing that people used to say, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus gets that monkey off your back. People talk about having the monkey on your back, a habit. No. You got to make up your mind to walk in the Spirit and live according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's made me free. Somebody say I'm free. And when God sets you free, he doesn't partially set you free. Oh, this is so good. If God sets you free, the Spirit of life has set you free, then you're not partially free. You're free how? Free indeed. Look at your neighbor, say for real, for real. That's what indeed means. Whom the Son sets free is free for real, for real. Okay? You know, when African Americans here in this country, we got our freedom on Juneteenth, 1865. What? Okay? And some folks found out about it later. A lot of us, you know, we didn't even know what free was. Free, what am I supposed to do with free? Folks been telling you when to get up, when to go to bed, what you can wear, what you can't wear, what you can eat, what you can't eat, where you can go, where you can't go. So now it required a whole new mentality. What do you do with freedom? And then not only that, but then even though we were legally free, okay, our minds still weren't necessarily free, and people didn't necessarily treat us free because we still were marked by this pigmentation. Okay, so then they came up, even though they couldn't legally keep a slave, they came up with Jim Crow laws, okay, which made it illegal for you to do this or do that. You'd be caught, and some of you don't know, some of those laws originally, if you violate the laws, you could go back into slavery, okay, and so we were free, but we wasn't free indeed. Come on now, but when Jesus set you free, you're free for real, for real. Okay, no Jim Crow laws, nothing else holding you back other than your mentality. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Okay, so the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. I don't have to have a can't help us. I don't have to have this monkey on my back. I can now can have control over things rather than things having control over me. Verse 3, for what the law couldn't do, the Old Testament laws of Moses and thou shalt this and shalt not that and what you could eat and why you had to do this. He said what the law could not do, that was make us free in that it was weak, impotent. It lacked power through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin or because of sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Say it with me. Say, sin has been condemned in my flesh. It's been made to be non-effective. It's been rendered powerless. That the righteousness of the law, which was the intent of the law to show us what was right, that everything that the law was trying to get us to do that was right, it can be fulfilled not just through us, but what? In us. So now it's not just what I do. I'm right on the inside. I'm made righteous. Say that. Say, I'm made righteous. The truth is, even if I act wrong, I'm righteous acting wrong. Some of y'all didn't catch that. It's not what I do that makes me righteous. He's made me righteous. And watch it. But once I realize I'm righteous, that'll change what I do. See, you got to get free on the inside first. Get a revelation on the inside. And what's just on the inside, it'll manifest on itself on the outside. Whether that's healing or whether that's prosperity or whether that's your deliverance from addictions. You get free on the inside and then it shows up on the outside. That the righteousness of the Lord might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So I got a decision whether I'm going to walk after the flesh, walk after the Spirit. We're going to talk about that tonight. For they that are after the flesh, who's walking after the flesh, they do mind the things of the flesh. They pay attention to fleshy things. But they that are after pursuing spiritual things, they are after or pursue spiritual things. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity or an enemy against God. Watch this. You can think in a way that is opposed to God. It's about mentality. It's the carnal mind that becomes God's enemy. Oh, this is so good. You're not God's enemy, but the way you're thinking is an enemy against God. God loves you, but it's those thoughts that's limiting you and causing division between you and God. Because to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God. What's not subject to the law of God? That carnal mind. That carnal way of thinking, neither indeed can be. It's not that it won't do right. It can't do right. That mindset is not going to allow you to do right as long as you're thinking wrong. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So to be carnal means to be still be in the flesh, right? All right, let's go a little bit further. Romans 8, 5 through 8, New Living Translation. Those who are dominated, what King James said, they that are after the flesh, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. What causes you to be bound in sin is your thoughts. Now, I'm talking to righteous people now. Amen. If you're not saved, just keep on listening. You can get on this at the end. I'm talking to Christians now who are born again. Are y'all with me here? I'm not trying to get sinners to try to act like righteous people. Sinners can't act like righteous people. The only thing sinner can do is confess I'm a sinner and I need Jesus, and Jesus can make you righteous. I'm talking to born again people to tell us how to walk this thing out. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature thinks about sinful things. He's talking to believers. So you can be a believer and still be dominated by your sinful nature because of your thinking. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about the thing that pleases the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. So letting, that sounds like I got some power. That sounds like I got a choice. I have a choice when I'm going to let my sinful nature control my mind or when I'm going to let my newborn, born again spirit control my mind. Look at your neighbor and say, you are in control. So the truth is, I'm not going to be the devil's advocate. But I will say this. Some of us go around lying on the devil. I ain't his advocate. But we be lying on the devil. The devil made me do it. Ever since Flip Wilson, and y'all don't know, Geraldine. The devil, no. It's the way you were thinking that made you do it. Some of us, watch this. Some of us, it's not even temptation. The Bible says in James 1 how temptation happened. Lust, enticement leads to temptation, which leads to sin. Some of us, it's not even, some you're not even tempted. It's your thinking. So as long as you go around thinking like, well, ain't nothing wrong with, ain't nothing wrong with me getting high. God created the herbs. It was herbs in the Garden of Eden. Okay, you're not being tempted. It's the way you're thinking. Well, you know this whole thing about not having sex till you get married. You know, everybody has sex till you get married. It's natural. It's natural. So you're not being tempted. Are y'all listening to me? It's your thinking. So stop lying on the devil. Some of you don't live. You're not enough. Doing enough damage and not enough threat to the devil for him to even be bothered with you. He got other people really who doing him damage, who he going after. Some of y'all, the devil is so pleased. I don't even worry about them. They ain't witnessing nobody. They make excuses for low level living. We already got them alone. We got their mind. I can't stop them from going to heaven, but I sure can keep them from dominating here on the earth. I can keep them sick. I can keep them poor. I can keep them making excuses for life. I can keep them in confusion. I can keep them in hate. All because of your thinking. Where'd I leave off? Verse 6. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the spirit control your mind leads to life. I got a choice what's going to control my mind. Verse 7. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. The sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws. It never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. That's pretty sad, ain't it? But I was going to stop there. But look at verse 9. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. All that he was saying is not talking about believers. That's not you. The truth of the matter is, he said, you are not, what he's really saying, you do not have to be controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. Come on, how many people here saved? If you're saved, you got the Spirit of God living in you, and he's with you. Okay? All the more if you feel with the Holy Ghost over right here, Shandai, Ababa, Ibaba, Hataba. All the more you got the Spirit of God living in you. And if the Spirit of God is living in you, he's supposed to lead you and guide you into all truth. Now, even as I say that, notice the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. He won't make you do. He leads you and guides you. The distinctive thing about mankind, human beings, over everyone else. You know, for years I always said, you know, my grandchildren was correcting me in saying human. I always say human. My son, my grandson said, what? I said human. He said, it's human, Papa. So now I'm practicing saying human, trying to put that H on there. Don't mean it's Dava with all the silent. Human. Human beings, one distinctive characteristic about us is this freedom of choice. God fills you with the Holy Ghost and still don't make you do anything. Now, there's one thing that'll make you do something. I'll tell you that. And that's the love of God. The Bible says the love of God constrains us. It makes us do stuff your mind don't want to do. I don't like you and I hugged you. Jesus, what the... I spoke to you and I said I wasn't going to speak to you. Because my mind told me I'm justified not speaking. The love of God makes me speak to you anyway. I said I wasn't going to ever smile at you and make you think you're pleasant or unpleasant about you. But I smiled anyway. That's the love of God. And see, can I tell you this? If you have never been compelled by the love of God, go back and question whether you're really in Christ. Because the love of God will make you do what you know you don't want to do. I said I was never going to speak to him again. I said I was going to cut him. And instead, I said I was going to cuss him out. Instead, I said something nice to him. That's the love of God. God gives us choice. All right, so let me give you my subject. I want to talk about the carnality mentality. The carnality mentality. Yeah, they worked there. Okay. The carnality mentality. Carnality is a mentality. Now, I've talked and preached, and even as I told you years ago, I did a series called The Danger of the Carnal Christian. And for the most part, in years gone by, I've always dealt with carnality from the standpoint of our behavior. Be not conformed to the world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you're always at the club, you're a carnal person. Okay? If you always, you know, if you watch X-rated movies, you're a carnal person. Okay? If you do whatever, you're a carnal person. But as a more I'm meditating on this, even preparing for this, what the scripture shows us is that carnality is a mentality. It's not the deeds, it's not the activity, it's the thinking that leads to the deeds and the activity. It's carnal mindedness that leads to still being dominated by sin in your life. And you can be saved in your spirit, but still allowing your body to be controlled by your lower nature. The problem with that is that you might go to heaven. In the meantime, you're really causing a lot of issues for us Christians. You cause us problems. Because when people want to say why they don't like Christians, or when they talk about the hypocrite, you're the one they're talking about. They tell me, all you carnal Christians. Mm-hmm. I got the answer for the people. You ever go to witness somebody and they say, well, you know, so many hypocrites in the church. You know, how many of you ever heard that before? So many hypocrites in the church. And so I don't even try to defend against them. Because it's the truth. Ain't no sense lying telling me, no, ain't no hypocrites up, not in the right direction. Because everybody in right direction headed in the right direction. Y'all know that ain't right. So my answer for them, I said, you're right. You are so right. I said, so if you got saved, you'd be real Christian, wouldn't you? Yeah, you'd be walking right, doing right. I said, can you please come to my church and show us how to do this thing? You need to get saved, get born again, and show us how to do this because you're going to be right. I shut them right up. Okay? So the carnal Christian is a bad example of a Christian. Yeah, you just make things hard for us. Okay? Pastor Marcy was telling me about something today, an opportunity came up, and we both agreed, nah, we ain't gonna do that. Because, see, certain things, it's just too much to explain. See, and when you wanna please God, you don't have to, what happened? See, the real reason why I was smoking weed, like I was saying, it was for medicinal purposes. I got glaucoma. That's the only reason why. If I didn't have the glaucoma, it's just too much to explain. Certain things are just too much to explain. It really is. And, well, I don't have to explain anything to anybody. Well, see, you're only thinking about yourself. Because I'm a spiritual Christian, a more mature Christian, you don't just live for yourself. The Bible says this. It says, judge this, that you don't become a stumbling block for your brother, your sister. That your lifestyle don't cause problems for other people. He said, and every Christian needs to judge that. Now, that is a more mature Christian because, come on. If you just learning how to walk yourself, you really ain't concerned whether nobody else can walk. But you ought to get to the point that your life becomes representative of Christ, and other people are drawn to Christ as a result of your lifestyle. Amen. And your deeds and your behavior. And most of all, as I was saying Sunday in first service, your love walk. So carnal, let's deal with this thing carnal. Carnal means to be fleshy or flesh dominated. When you go to a fine dining restaurant, sometimes, you know, when you look at the menus, sometimes they where other restaurants would say meats or chops or steaks, they a fine Italian restaurant, high-end restaurant, there may be a section of the menu that says carne. Carne, it means meats. Under that may be lamb chops and steak and veal. It means meat, okay? For those of us who remember All in the Family, Archie Bunker, okay? Played by Carol O'Connor back in the 70s, okay? There was a, he had a son-in-law, and he had a nickname for his son-in-law. Okay, what was his nickname, y'all?
Meathead.
To be carnally minded is to be a meathead. Ask your neighbor, say, are you a meathead? Are you a... Come on, don't be scared. Pastor told me to say it. Don't be scared. It's all right. I'm going to tell him, I'm only saying good. Don't hit me. Pastor just told me to say it. Are you a meathead? Flesh dominated versus spirit dominated. Now, once you get born again and receive Jesus as your Savior, you choose. You got to make a choice whether I'm going to be spiritual, I'm going to be carnal. You got a choice to make. Whether you're just going to just get in just enough to make it in and get fire insurance. Oh, this is so good. Whether you want fire insurance or you want life insurance. Come on now, that your whole life goes to another level, not just in crisis and when you die. Can I tell you? Now, I didn't always know this. The Christian life is not merely about missing hell and going to heaven. That is the most basic, elementary thing about the Christian life. All you do to do that is say yes to Jesus, receive him as your Savior, and you and heaven is your home. How many of us want to go to our heavenly home tonight? Most of us, oh, somebody raised their hand. I ain't going to say who. Most of us don't want to go to our heavenly home tonight. Paul says it's better for you. He said for me to stay here. And right now it's better for me to stay here too. I still got some stuff to do. Okay. There's some things I want to see in the land of the living. Amen. But heaven is your home. When you're on vacation, your home is still your home. Come on now. If you're in military and you got a home here, but you're stationed in Iraq, your home is still here in Columbia, South Carolina. You follow me? Heaven is your home. Not going to be your home. Heaven is your home. In the meantime, we got some work to do before we go home. Jesus said, I got to work the works while it's day. Night cometh when no man can work. That's when I go home. Amen. And so you need to understand, the whole Christian life is not merely about you missing hell and going to heaven. And your whole life is not trying to make it into heaven. Now, that's what they taught us coming along. And again, we sang all this, if I live right, heaven belongs to you. I'm trying to make it in. I'm working on a building, sending up my timber. Lord Jesus. I mean, come on. Is heaven that hard? We got to work on the building, send up the timber, try to treat everybody right, try to cross the T's, dot the I's, flip the X's. And then maybe, because I want to hear him say, well done. And watch it. And pray for me that I make it in. Pray for me that I might be the son or daughter that he's calling for. And he's laughing because I don't know if I am. Okay. And when I see Jesus, I want to hear him say, well done. Not just hear him say, well. Heaven's taken care of. Come on, everybody say, heaven's already my home. Heaven's already my home. Okay. You're not working to try to make it into heaven. If you're saved, heaven comes with salvation. And heaven is a gift, not a reward. If you got to work for it, then it's a reward, not a gift. If it's a gift, you don't have to work for it. So you're not working to trying to make heaven your home. I just messed somebody up. You want to leave the church now? You are not working trying to make heaven your home. Heaven is your home. Amen. In the meantime, what I got to work out is this: while I'm here on earth, either walking in the flesh or walking in the spirit. Being flesh dominated in the earth or being spirit dominated in the earth. So carnal means fleshly, flesh dominated. So once you get born again, receive Jesus, you choose whether you're going to be flesh dominated or you're going to be spirit dominated. So being spiritual or spiritual dominant or being carnal or carnally dominated, carnal mindset, spiritual mindset, flesh mindset, spiritual mindset, is a choice, watch this, of your thinking.
Are you allowing your flesh to control your actions and reactions? You can break from the bondage of carnal living by changing the way you think. Bishop Herbert Bailey encourages you to allow your spirit to dominate rather than allowing your flesh to rule your life. Order this powerful series today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Order The Carnality Mentality.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.